Tonight, the race to the finish. 5 days until Election Day, and this evening, President Trump and Joe Biden, both in Florida. It comes as the U.S. sets a grim record. More than 85,000 new cases of COVID in just 24 hours. Tonight, the president with the first lady trying to appeal to suburban women. The president pointing to record growth in the third quarter. Still more than 750,000 Americans applying for unemployment in the last week. Tonight, Joe Biden arguing we must get the virus under control. Telling Florida voters if Biden wins Florida, the night is over. And tonight, the latest numbers where this race stands in that all-important state. John Carl is live. That alarming new number tonight, more than 85,000 new cases. And tonight, Johns Hopkins now reporting that another American tests positive for COVID every 1.2 seconds in this country. Another death every 107 seconds. And tonight, images coming in from the Midwest to the South. And in Wisconsin, a warning that there could soon be a shortage of beds in the ICU. Europe got hit with this virus before the U.S., and now their second wave in its deadly grip. Tonight, lockdowns now in France and Germany. And our foreign correspondent in Belgium, where ICU numbers have now tripled in just 3 weeks. The deadly hurricane slamming into the U.S., the trees coming down, killing several people. Its path up through Atlanta, the power outages, and the early voting affected by this. Snow and rain in the Northeast, and Rob Marciano timing it out tonight. The deadly terror attack at a church in France. Three people killed. President Emmanuel Macron tonight deploying thousands of troops, declaring France is under attack. And here in the U.S. tonight, the massive train derailment, cars carrying chemicals, schools and neighborhoods forced to evacuate.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here on this Thursday night. 5 days to go, almost there. How much we'll know on election night, still very unclear. With the record number of early votes in this country, one very important state, though, where they do process those mail-in votes earlier than others, Florida. It happens to be a crucial state, as you well know, which explains why President Trump and Joe Biden were both there today. The president pointing to record GDP growth, signs of a recovery, while at the same time a reminder that this virus is taking hold again with the colder weather here. An all-time record tonight, more than 85,000 new cases in the U.S. in just 24 hours. President Trump with First Lady Melania Trump today at a rally in Tampa, pointing to that new GDP number, downplaying the state of the virus right now in the country, saying the bottom line is you're going to get better. Joe Biden at Broward College in Coconut Creek acknowledging the surging virus, saying the only way to truly turn things around is to get a handle on this pandemic and to keep Americans safe. Joe Biden telling supporters today if he wins Florida, they win it all. President Trump knows Florida is crucial to his hopes of winning a second term, and our chief White House correspondent, Jonathan Carl, from Florida tonight with the latest.
Trump, Biden, today, same time, same place, Florida. In campaign 2020, no state looms larger.
Ladies and gentlemen, the heart and soul of this country is at stake right here in Florida. It's up to you. You hold the key. If Florida goes blue, it's over. It's over.
And that's almost certainly true. To get reelected, President Trump must win Florida. There's no state he has visited more. Heck, he even became a Florida resident. In Tampa today, he was joined by the First Lady.
This is like home. This is home. Right? This is home.
Today, the president had something worth boasting about. A new report shows the economy grew at a record 33.1% in the third quarter as the country began recovering from the even steeper losses triggered by the COVID-19 shutdown.
They say, talk about your economic success. Talk about 33.1%, the greatest in history. Now, look, if I do, I mean, how many times can I say it? I'll say it five or six times during the speech, 33.1.
But there's another big number for the United States today, more than 85,000 new COVID cases in a single day. And the nation's jobs crisis is far from over. 751,000 Americans filed for unemployment just last week. Biden told Floridians there's only one way to turn things around, get control of the pandemic.
Millions of people out there are out of work, on the edge, can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, and Donald Trump has given up.
Infections are now on the rise again in Florida, even as the president insists the nation is rounding the turn. Now in the campaign's final week, the president is trying to outrun the virus, holding one giant rally after another. Biden calls them super spreader events, but the Trump campaign sees them as key to getting Trump supporters to vote. Here in Florida, the president's making a direct appeal to Latinos.
We're going on to win a record share of the Hispanic American vote. You see what's happening?
He's also been trying to win back women, but he often steps on his own message. Overnight in Arizona, the president sounded irritated as he called to the stage one of the year's most vulnerable Republican women senators.
Martha, come up just fast. Quick. Fast. Fast. Come on, quick. You got 1 minute. 1 minute, Martha's sake. They don't want to hear this, Martha. Come on, let's go. Quick. Come on, let's go.
All right. I'm coming. Thank you, President Trump.
As the candidates race around the country, voters are turning out in droves. Here in Tampa, you don't even need to get out of your car to drop off your mail-in ballot. More than 7 million Floridians have already voted, 75% of the total who voted in 2016.
Why did you decide to bring it in person?
Because I wanted to make sure that it was counted.
Let's go right to John Carl. He's live at the Biden rally in Tampa tonight. And John, as we've been reporting, election night could be a very long one given the record early turnout in the country, the voters you were talking to there. So many key states don't even begin counting those early votes, as you know, until election day. But in Florida, they actually do begin processing those votes early. So in Florida, if we get a result, it could really frame the entire night ahead. And several new polls there tonight. This is a close race.
David, there are three new polls out of Florida voters just today. All three of them show a slight lead for Biden, all within the margin of error. The 538 election forecast gives a slight advantage to Biden, about a 2 out of 3 chance of winning the state. But there is no question that there is a lot of enthusiasm in Florida for Donald Trump, and Democrats and Republican operatives I have spoken to agree that the president has a very good chance of winning the state.
Yes, a tightening race in recent days, and the horns honking there behind you tonight. John Carl, thank you. With 5 days of the election, that sobering new number tonight as well. The number of new cases of the virus hitting a record level. More than 85,000 new cases in 24 hours. Dr. Anthony Fauci has said right here that weeks ago that we needed to be at 10,000 new cases a day heading into the colder weather in order to get a handle on this. We're now at that 85,000 mark. 228,370 lives have been lost. ABC's chief national correspondent Matt Gutman tonight. And this number as well. According to data from Johns Hopkins, another American gets this virus every 1.2 seconds.
Tonight, a staggering 85,000 new COVID cases in the U.S. reported in just the last day. An American testing positive every 1.2 seconds and dying from the virus every 107 seconds.
Our patients are so sick. They're struggling to breathe. We wish that we could do more. We have treatments that we can provide, but it's not enough. We really need to stop the spread.
Wisconsin running out of ICU beds. At least 6 Midwestern states today hitting record new case numbers. El Paso County, Texas, now weighing a full shutdown for its 800,000 residents as surge tents go up to ease the pressure on overwhelmed hospitals. Doctors warn we could see lockdowns again if we don't mask and social distance.
This is exactly what we want to avoid before we go into the Thanksgiving and the holidays. We do not want to have to look into a lockdown, but that's where we're heading if we don't act urgently.
In Idaho, where some hospitals are near capacity, some patients doubled up in rooms.
All of us are by nature free and equal.
And yet, the lieutenant governor and a group of legislators putting out a video and claiming their own state's COVID restrictions violate their rights.
Among which are enjoying and defending life and liberty, acquiring, possessing, and protecting property, and pursuing happiness and securing safety.
The fact that a pandemic may or may not be occurring changes nothing about the meaning or intent of the state constitution.
In the college town of Rexburg, with one of the highest COVID rates in the country, many cavalier about mask wearing.
I don't really think students, I don't think we care.
Yeah, I've already had corona.
So let's bring in Matt Gutman again with us tonight, this time from Idaho, and some really difficult numbers you're reporting on tonight. And we've also reported on Dr. Fauci's guidance on Thanksgiving, saying be very careful, don't let your guard down. And now the CDC this week with guidance, reminders on Halloween.
And David, that's because the CDC considers trick or treating a high-risk activity, and that's why it's urging people to stay at home, find activities in the household if you can. If you do go out and wear a costume mask, wear a cloth mask over it, and for those of us who are going to be fiending for candy, they urge people to try to grab it at a distance, maybe take a bag from the edge of someone's driveway. David.
Yeah, really, just try to play it safe this year. Matt Gutman, thank you. We're going to turn now to that deadly hurricane slamming the U.S. still on the move tonight. What's left of it, the remnants from Hurricane Zeta, speeding north, taking at least five lives so far. Slamming into Louisiana is a Cat 2, 110-mile-an-hour winds. Shredding buildings in Biloxi, Mississippi, flooding this parking garage as well. Downed trees killing several people, power lines down across many states tonight, 2 million customers in the dark. And key early voting affected today as well. Senior meteorologist Rob Marciano from the Storm Zone for us again tonight.
Tonight, after a stunning late-season landfall in Louisiana, Zeta continues its path of destruction, knocking out power to millions. Multiple people killed by falling trees in the Atlanta area.
It basically tore out a large chunk of the front of this mobile home, killing a man who was asleep.
Power knocked out to some early voting locations in Georgia just days before the election. Zeta coming ashore as a powerful Category 2 hurricane south of New Orleans.
We've already had winds gusting over 100 miles an hour south of here. You can see the winds ripping down Canal Street.
Over 8 feet of storm surge in Mississippi. In Biloxi, this family rescued from high water.
We woke up and the house was flooding and we were all scared because the water was coming in really fast and we didn't know what to do.
Daylight revealing destruction in Gulfport. Boats pushed into the parking lots.
There is damage and debris across the city of New Orleans. The winds were so strong here, they were able to rip the roof right off this two-story apartment building.
Brian Ellis was badly hurt by the flying debris.
I'm glad just somebody witnessed it and came out and called the ambulance.
So let's get back to Rob Marciano tonight. Rob, we all remember last night you were getting slammed there in New Orleans. We appreciated the effort as we were watching you on the air. I know you're in Atlanta tonight. We can see the damage right there behind you.
Yeah, we have winds over 50 miles an hour here in Atlanta as Zeta came through. Luckily, the folks who own this house were out of town, so nobody got hurt here, but a massive tree coming down. We're not done with Zeta yet. It is off the coast now of New Jersey. It's rocketing northeastward at over 50 miles per hour. Still some wind alerts behind it. A lot of rain ahead of it. New York, Albany, Boston. Tonight, cold air is going to catch up with this. We're going to see snow mixing in, some accumulations well inland, and that cold rain continues along I-95 tomorrow morning. This, while we have yet another tropical system, this one in the Caribbean, with a good chance of developing, but we have time to watch it. Hurricane season, I'm sad to say, lasts another month. David?
Another month. All right, Rob, we appreciate it, your reporting this week. Overseas tonight, the horrific terror attack at a church in Nice, France. The president of France tonight saying we are under attack. ABC's Maggie Rooley is there for us.
Tonight, France on its highest terror alert level after a deadly rampage inside a church. Authorities say a young man stabbed several people inside the Notre Dame Basilica in Nice this morning, killing three, one woman nearly decapitated. This 55-year-old father of two among the dead. Officers storming the church, opening fire on the suspect, taking him into custody. Police say the 21-year-old attacker was born in Tunisia and was unknown to the intelligence community. Authorities finding a copy of the Quran near the suspect. Tonight, French President Emmanuel Macron deploying an additional 4,000 soldiers to schools and places of worship, saying the country is under attack. France fighting a surge in terror attacks in recent weeks. Just 2 weeks ago, near Paris, investigators say a man beheaded a teacher who showed his class the controversial cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, published by the satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo, in a lesson about free speech.
And Macron is doubling down tonight, calling today's attack an Islamist terror attack, the third here in France in just the last 2 months. Tonight, this country is bracing for even more violence. But David, many Muslim nations have come forward today, including Egypt and Turkey, condemning this horrible attack. David.
All right, Maggie Rooley in Nice for us. Maggie, thank you. And it's not the only crisis they're facing in France tonight and across Europe, for that matter. The deadly second wave of the virus. French President Emmanuel Macron saying the virus is spreading faster than even the most pessimistic forecasts. New lockdowns tonight in France, in Germany, and this evening in Belgium. Just an extraordinary scene now playing out. Our foreign correspondent, James Longman, with rare access for us.
Tonight, what you are looking at is possibly the ground zero of the second COVID-19 crisis hitting Europe. Liège in Belgium, with an astonishing nearly 41% infection rate.
We were given rare access to an ICU here, now full. The numbers tripling in just 3 weeks.
And this is what you call the war zone line.
Yeah.
That's the war zone.
Yep.
Hospital admissions across the country surging. Experts warn the health system is close to collapse.
I mean, there are ambulances arriving quite often.
And you know, when you're working inside the room and you're seeing ambulance coming and coming and coming, your level of stress is higher and higher.
This doctor says Belgium's summer lockdown worked, but restrictions were relaxed too soon.
You had COVID-19 whilst you were working.
No, you had no choice.
No, impossible.
Because it's either that or you're not treating your patients.
75-year-old Florent is on the mend. He may not have survived in March, but better treatment now means he will. And it's his birthday.
Retournez
chez vous. I said, what do you wish the most for your birthday? It's his birthday today, he said, just to go home.
With cases climbing, hospitals across Europe worry they won't cope this winter.
So let's get to James Longman live in Belgium tonight. And I know cases are rising all across Europe. James, real fear again that what you're seeing there in Europe, we could then see here. And I know officials there in Belgium are holding emergency meetings tomorrow.
That's right, David. Europe is watching Belgium in horror, even as their own cases start to spike. Germany hitting new restrictions, a new national lockdown in France, and officials will meet here tomorrow to decide whether Belgium should do the same. David?
All right, James Longman from Belgium for us. James, thank you. And back here in the U.S. tonight and from Michigan, the self-proclaimed head of a white supremacist group and one of his associates have been arrested in that state. Authorities say Justin Watkins and Alfred Gorman took this photo at a home where they believe the producer of a podcast critical of their movement, posting it online and urging others to harass him. That podcaster did not live in that home. When we come back here tonight, the FBI warning hospitals here in the U.S. about imminent cyber attacks from Russian hackers during this pandemic and the train derailment tonight, schools and neighborhoods forced to evacuate.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wondered what you'd do with an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, or maybe show up for a friend? We often find ourselves wishing for more time, but the real question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The key to squeezing that special thing into your schedule is knowing what's truly important to you and making it a priority. That's where therapy comes in. It's not just about dealing with problems, it's about finding what matters to you so you can do more of it. If you've tried therapy, you know how beneficial it can be. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's a tool for learning positive coping skills, setting boundaries, and empowering yourself to be the best version of you. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And the best part? You can switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. So whether it's finding that extra hour for yourself or embarking on a journey of self-discovery, therapy can be a game changer. Take the first step with BetterHelp and make your mental health a priority. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tonight to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tonight.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
The FBI is warning U.S. hospitals of an imminent cybercrime threat, even as hospitals fight to save patients in the middle of this pandemic. Hackers locking up data and demanding money to release it. Independent security experts tonight saying it's the work of a Russian-speaking cyber criminal gang. They say a number of hospitals have already been hit just this week. Authorities are now urging all healthcare providers to step up protections of their computer networks. And tonight, that freight train derailment forcing evacuations in Morrisville, Texas. Cell phone video showing the cars falling off the tracks and onto the road. Authorities say none of the cars were carrying hazardous materials. Residents, businesses, and two schools within a mile radius have been evacuated as a precaution tonight. To that deadly plane crash in Las Vegas today, two people were killed when the plane went down 9 minutes after takeoff, slamming into a construction site. That investigation just underway tonight. Finally tonight here, the former Army sergeant pushing through every push-up. 42-year-old Nathan Tyree from Dayton, Ohio, was diagnosed with cancer last year. A former Army sergeant, he found out he is one of at least 176,000 Americans diagnosed with blood cancer every year. Determined to fight it, he had an idea to do one push-up for every American battling the disease. 176,200 push-ups.
This is day one of the push-up challenge.
Documenting his personal challenge.
It's day 12, day 118. We haven't taken a day off yet.
There were push-ups even on days when he received treatment. Here he is at 6,603 push-ups at 30,000. And finally, 1 year after his diagnosis.
This is going to be the last sets of push-ups for this challenge.
His children, Nathan Jr. and Victoria, doing the final push-ups with Dad. Nathan did it. A kiss from his wife, Megan, and Nathan overcome.
I know this seems silly, dealing with the treatment and everything this year, okay? This helped me mentally, be able to withstand that.
And right here tonight.
Hey, David.
Nathan and his message.
We all have hard times, but we can get through it if we just push through and put one foot in front of the other.
We salute you, Nathan, and every American fighting this disease. I'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table.
What is happening here?
It's just beautiful chaos.
Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view.
To be honest, I was thinking about asking him for a foot massage, and then I just froze.
This is the best gig on TV.
And you know, anything can happen.
That is what we do here.
I'm not going to lie, the chair's a little small for my behind.
The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.